MSC Cruisecast is a Triple T production. Now, the Taste Try Travel team of Beth and Chris.
Well, hello, everybody.
Hello, welcome back.
Welcome back to the MSC Cruisecast. I'm Chris.
I'm Beth.
As you can see by my nameplate that's right here.
I know. I don't know if we need to introduce ourselves every time.
Yes,
pretty
of
sure
course.
People know who we are, but.
Well, you know what?
Welcome, first timers. There you go. Now you know who we are.
You made it sound like we have our little noses stuck up in the air. People know who we are.
Oh, you're right.
Oh, my goodness.
I didn't mean that.
Who doesn't know who Taste Try Travel is? Anyway,
it was funny. You know, most podcasts have producers, right? That like check all their volume, you know, just as. And we wanted to show you who produced our show last week.
He had a little bit of an attitude.
And it showed.
Look at that. Look at that. Look at that attitude he's got right there.
That's Kitty, and he did not do such a good job.
If I'm going to produce your show, you know what? I'm going to make the sound just so loud.
Exactly. We got a new producer who's taking care of us this week.
It's Stash.
Stashy.
And for those of you that are just listening, she's got her little headphones on like a DJ.
That's right. That's right. She's making sure we are all good this week. So
she's a little more kind to us than Kitty is.
Hopefully. We'll see.
That's right.
I am feeling much better. I am over cruise crud or cold or whatever I had. So happy to be back. Normal.
Yeah, I was just gonna say about the sound. I thought about saying that I was sorry about the sound, but I'm not gonna do that. And here's why. Because if you are not making mistakes,
that is true.
You have not taken chances.
Right.
You've not stepped out of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
You've not done something that you're not used to doing. So you know, if it's just a little growth spurt that we're going through.
Yep.
Where it's the awkward stage where
learning
we just turned 13 in our podcast. It's a little awkward.
Hopefully we'll get there.
We're getting hair there. Where we're like, what? Why is there hair there now?
Hopefully that's not happening.
That's the equivalent of our stage in our podcast. Anyway.
Okay, we're going to move on.
I'm glad you're doing better.
That.
Sorry. I'm glad you're feeling better. Although, like I said, I told you a little bit ago, I think that your crud has moved to my hair today. My hair is wild. What is going
on
there?
Wild hair. Looks like you got some beach hair.
Yeah, it's just gunk in my hair that I put in and flipped it up and went, I'm good with that. Anyway.
It's better to be crazy than normal.
That's right.
So we have some heavy hitting podcasts we're doing this week. I'm doing two.
Well, hold on. You floored me with pieces of information in that sentence. One, heavy hitting.
Heavy hitting. We are going to go over, well, most likely I'm going to go over some like kind of detailed stuff. So we're going to be talking nothing that you need to like do homework on or like have a pen and paper.
Right,
it's just lots of heavy. It's loaded with information.
I wondered if you were going to require a number two pencil for everybody that are listening. They have to get out their number two.
No.
Make sure that it has an eraser. Set it up. And no copying.
Exactly.
From your neighbor.
That is not that heavy.
Okay.
It's just loaded with information. So, yeah.
Which is
good. Yeah. It's stuff I think that really people really want to know. And I did a lot of research. So, hopefully, I kind of got it like easy enough to understand.
It's still difficult to understand. I know I saw you doing your research and you still trip over stuff.
We're going to try our best.
Exactly. So the second part of that sentence was, what are you talking about? We're doing a couple this week.
So we're going to just test out doing two podcasts a week. There's like so much. People are like asking questions and there's some news out there.
There's so much out there.
And so we're just going to try. Like this is like,
we feel like
our
we might...
soft opening. We don't know if we're going to stay doing two. So it's not like official because it's a lot of work. So we're going to see how it does.
Well, I don't know if it's a lot of work. Is this really work? Is this really work? We love doing this.
Well, it's not work for you. Well, you don't have to do the research.
Oh, boy, that was a dig.
Ouch.
I'm the member, as the video said that we just released, I'm the plucky sidekick.
You are. So. And it does take a lot of effort to be that, so I know.
Wow. The sarcasm.
How's your coffee this morning?
Oh, it's delicious. Good. It washed down that sarcasm over there.
Yeah. All right. So what we're going to talk about this week. Hello, kitty.
And speaking of our producer, there he is. Anyway.
What we're going to talk about this week is when you book your MSC cruise. So if you do it yourself online or if you use a travel agent, which of course we always recommend, they're going to ask you these three things. So there's, we're going to talk about the rate, we're going to talk about the room, and then we're going to just quickly, not much about the rooms, but then your experience. And I think that's what sometimes people get a little confused about. And so we want to kind of give you that information because
I think that you hit on the right word there. It's a word I like to use for
you do.
The yacht club. Whenever I talk about the yacht club or write about the yacht club or put it in any of our videos, I always call it an experience because so many people think it's just an upgraded room with a couple upgraded, you know, amenities like, you know, you get better food in a private area, which is true.
Right.
But it's an experience. It's a whole encompassing from the minute you arrive at the port till the minute you're back off the ship.
Yep.
It's a whole experience that you're signing up for.
And this is what's kind of neat about MSC is because there's four experiences that you do. So everyone on the ship is experiencing a different cruise with the whatever they book, which I think really is really interesting. So, and no other cruise line kind of has that. I mean, it's not like steerage and first class.
Well, I was going to say, it kind of is. I mean, it's not like they mark off parts of the ship, but for certain like yacht club stuff like that, they do. Right. You have to be in that to get in those areas, but they kind of. It is kind of a little, not class, but it different experiences.
A little bit.
Back then, you would experience a ship in a different way, depending on how much you paid. And I think in MSC, you experience the ship in a little bit different way.
Just a little bit. Not as extreme as
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
So we're going to jump right in to that.
If your ship sinks... Yes. MSC will not lock you in the in the bowels of the ship. They won't do that.
That's true. Everyone's able to get on the life raft. okay, I'm going downhill again. So anyway, that's what we're going to talk about this week. This episode and then the next episode this week, we're going to talk about the Voyager Club, which is their loyalty program, how to earn points, and then how to status match. And that's like... Yeah, that's information we want to tell you because we found out some very wrong information about that.
Yeah, there's all that's sorts of weird podcast. Information on that. So,
so let's go ahead and jump right in.
Yeah.
So when you go to book, you're going to kind of, like I said, you're going to be asked like three questions. The first is going to be your rate. So this is going to be a basic rate and then kind of a loaded. So your first one, and they've kind of changed up how their website looks lately. It used to be called Escape to Sea or Best Rate. Now it's called Cruise Only. Those are basically all saying the same thing.
You
get your cruise.
You get to get on the boat.
Exactly. You get to get on the boat.
You might get pillows.
Maybe.
Maybe you get pillows.
Maybe. That's with our MSCM Magnifica series you'll find out about. So that's it. You can do that. So if you're wanting to just literally escape to the sea, you want to just get on a cruise, you can book this and it's going to be the cheapest rate. Now, the next rate is going to be their drinks, Wi-Fi, and onboard credit. Those are all together as one.
What's that one called?
Drinks, Wi-Fi.
Oh, okay.
I actually have it kind of up here. It's add drinks, Wi-Fi, and save.
Oh, okay.
So that's like another package, and it can range. It can range anywhere from like depending on where you're going. I'm not going to tell you one set price, but it's a very good deal.
It's their basic drink package, right?
Easy Plus.
Easy Plus. Sorry.
Yep.
Yeah, because they do have one that's just like Well, they did. I don't know if they have this anymore because they do change it, and they did. They have recently.
So. Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, the Easy Plus
drink package
is the best at sea.
Well, yes, I think MSC does the best drink packages, period, yes. No matter what level that you get. This is the medium level one, and I believe it's up to $10 a drink, which you can find pretty much anything you want to drink.
Pretty much anything. And as we say, if you make friends with your bartender...
That's the trick, yeah.
They will... If you want to get, you know, the $12 or $13 drink and you're friends with your bartender...
Maybe. Now, we're not saying it's always going to work, but you can get pretty much any drink you want.
Chris with this. Says it always works.
I say it doesn't, so there you go. Okay, so you're going to get the Wi-Fi, which is the browse. The browse and cruise is what they call it. It's not going to be something that you're going to be able to stream.
There's a reason, yeah, that it doesn't call it the stream and cruise.
Which they have. You can't upgrade to that. Yeah. But this one is basically fine if you want to go on Facebook or you want to be able to text or call.
Pictures.
That's all you need. Yeah. And then the onboard credit is going to be depending on what room you book. So it's anywhere from $50 to $400. So, and this all comes together. So you have those two options. The basic rate and then the kind of like the loaded rate, which we kind of call. Okay. So moving on to the next option that you're going to get, and that's going to be your room. So you're going to get the choice between your interior, outside, balcony, suites. And this is where your yacht club is going to come into play. The yacht club is not kind of in that third option where you get to choose the experience. Yacht club sits up in the rooms because it's the room itself that's in the yacht club, if that makes sense.
Right. So if you pick a room that's in the yacht club,
all of the yacht club experiences will come with that automatically, because that's with that like little ship within a ship, right?
Yeah. If you pick a room up there, you get everything up there, which is everything.
So amazing. You guys will have to let us know if you want us to do a whole podcast about yacht club. We have our whole Marivalia series where we go into all of that. But if you know, you want to go more detail on the yacht club. Yeah, it might be nice
in a podcast form people can listen to, maybe.
If they're not familiar with yacht club at all.
Exactly.
So I'm not going to necessarily go over a lot of the yacht club stuff today, but that's going to be in your second tier, so your second choice of what room you're going to do. So after you pick your room, this is the third, and this is where your experiences are going to come into play. So we're going to talk about the three. They're going to be Bella, Fantastica, and Aria. Okay, so hopefully I'm trying to make this very simple and not too confusing at this point.
Listen, MSC is not helping us out by naming in those things. I mean, it's really nice, actually, but when you try to start remembering all this.
Yeah.
It's tough because you just don't use the words Bella, Fantastica, and Aria in real life.
Exactly.
So you're like, well, wait a second. What was Bella? Was it Bella? And what?
Yeah.
What was it? Was Bella the same as Fantastic? Is the room Fantastica?
Right.
They make it a little confusing. But
and exactly. And other cruise lines don't do this. So the three major U.S. cruise lines don't offer this. So it can be confusing. So we're going to try to help you out
here. Try to make it a little bit easier.
Bella is the basic experience. So just think of Bella just like good.
Bella basic.
So with that, you do not get to choose your stateroom. Okay. So you're going to be randomly assigned your stateroom within whatever room you've picked, room category. So you picked an interior, whatever. I think unless suites are a little bit different.
But I was going to say.
Yeah.
So if you pick like an interior Bella.
Yeah.
You're not going to pick your room.
No.
Location. You're not going to pick your actual room.
Yeah.
They're going to do that for you in the Bella experience of the inside. Or if you pick a balcony Bella, they are going to pick the location of your room.
And it most likely is going to be maybe an obstructed view. So they are going to assign that room to you 4 days prior. You don't have any option to change that. So that's going to be like, well, I'll tell you that in a second. Let me finish going here. You can't change your cruise for free. So say you have it booked on one day. Can't make that day and you want to change the cruise to another date, you have to pay a fee for that. So no, no changes. Like once you book it, like that's it. And your continental breakfast that you would normally get, typically, like you would get continental breakfast delivered free. You don't get anything. So, another interesting thing about the Bella rate. So it's very basic, right? So if you're kind of seeing where we're going with this, if you have like three or four people in the room and you book Bella, you could be split into two rooms. Isn't that interesting?
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So, and they would do it on the same deck or the same side. So just maybe if you have more than two people in the room, maybe that's not your best
option. So if you have kids, like young kids,
I don't know. Like I might
stick them in another room, another part of the ship.
Well, they say they try to put it as close as possible. I don't know like what it would be if it was kids or not. But that was just part of the note on Bella. So just understand that they're going to like try to stick you wherever they can. Basic. And I would say we have never booked the Bella experience just because I like picking I like picking where our room is. I like to know that I can make a change if I needed to.
Exactly.
But what's great about this is if you literally want to do like a last minute getaway and you want it cheap and you just want to go and have some food in the buffet in the dining room and sit out by the pool and just like have a cheap getaway, this gives you like a really cheap option. You don't care where you're sleeping.
That's what I was going to say. The Bella experience is I want to get on the ship. I don't care too much about anything else.
Let's just really go have a fun time.
I want to go on June 17th. And I don't really care about anything else. I just want to get on the ship and have a good time.
But remember,
that's your Bella experience.
Exactly. Remember, your first experience, your first option to book, though, is you can still get that drinks, you know, so you can go and get the drinks package, but still get the Bella.
Right.
If you just want to go like, okay, so you see how you can like stack these to get the experience that you want. So,
maybe I do need to get out my number two pencil. This is starting to get complicated. No, it's really not.
Hello, boo boo. You're up from your nap. Okay. So the next one is Fantastica. This is pretty much what a lot of people, she was laying in the sun. She's hot. Fantastica is the next option, and this is what most people, this is typically what we book. This is kind of like the mid tier here. You get to pick your room.
That's Fantastica.
That's what we like. You get one free cruise change, so you have it, something comes up, you're able to change that without, you would pay the difference if there was a difference in fee, but you don't have to pay like a change fee, kind of like the airlines. You get the free continental breakfast delivery, which we did when we were just on the Magnifica.
I like that.
Yep. And you can pre-book a specialty restaurant. So there's like a discounted specialty restaurant package that you can book. So it's going to depend on what ship you're on will depend on some of that. But you're able to pre-book it, and it's usually like at a 20% discount, something like that. So that's kind of the Fantastica. So that's normally what we book.
Yeah, and I just want to say that I really enjoy the continental breakfast delivery, because what it is really is like you get an extra breakfast.
You get breakfast when you first wake up, and then you can go to real breakfast.
You get pre-breakfast. It's in your room, you get pre-breakfast, and then you can go out and get breakfast.
Right.
So it's like a little, if you're like, man, I just am not feeling like I can make it to breakfast. You can get pre-breakfast, get that energy
to make it to real
make
breakfast.
It to breakfast. And well, that's Fantastica.
There we go. Perfect. With the Continental, there is no protein. So, I mean, it's just literally, what do we have? We have the choice.
If you can't make it to breakfast, you need to load up on carbs. Get that energy.
Oh, their carbs are good.
Their carbs are really good.
Their carbs are really good.
So they load you up with carbs so you can make it your protein.
Fantastica is probably what we would recommend, especially if you're booking at any time in the future. It's not that it's not that much more. So it may range anywhere from like $30 to $60 per person different, but we'll take that in order for us to be able to pick our room. We always like to kind of be in the aft of the ship. I like to be, what is on this side?
Port.
Yeah. And then we like to kind of be near elevators. So I'm like real picky.
Why do you pick the port side?
Because if we pick the same room area, like the same section of the ship on any ship that we go on, I remember kind of where we are on the ship.
Yeah, but I didn't know that. I didn't know this about Beth. I might have to intervene. On MSC, you always try to pick the starboard side.
That is true. And we did on the, yes, Seashore, I agree.
Because when it goes into Ocean K, then you look out on Ocean K.
I know.
It's a beautiful view on the port side too. A lot of times
we're in inside cabin, so it doesn't matter.
Well, that's true.
Exactly.
If we're on the outside.
But, so anyway, I just like to say, I like to pick my cabin because, goodness, do you remember on some of those what we didn't get to pick and we'd be like in the middle of the ship and it would be like a hike to have to get to like wherever you went because you have to get, you know?
Right. And you don't even get your pre-breakfast to give you the energy to get to them because you don't get to pick.
All right, let's move on. We get to pick our room. Okay. Fantastic. No, that's a good middle one. Yeah.
Also, it's nice to have an option to change your date. It's just nice. Yeah. We don't ever change our date.
Right.
But
it's nice to know. Yeah.
We have a little bit of a safety net there for just a few dollars more that if we had to change our date, we could.
Right. So. Okay. Now, the next experience is going to be one we haven't tried, which we want to do at some point, but this is called the Aria.
Think
about MSC, the spa on MSC is called the Aria Spa.
Right.
So if you think about that, the Aria experience is going to be similar to like a mini spa experience. So this can be a little bit more expensive. It can be anywhere from $200 to $400 for like a 7-day cruise additional per person. So it's a pretty big chunk. Now keep in mind, Aria can only be booked if you have a balcony or a suite. So you cannot book an interior room and then add the Aria experience. It won't even come up.
That's what I was going to say. That's probably one of the reasons we haven't done Aria, because we do interiors so much.
Exactly.
We like interiors. So, and it's not even an option
for us. It won't come up as an option. So let me try to go through these. You get complimentary access to their thermal spa. So that's almost similar to Yacht Club at 2. You get those thermal, and they're really cool. I think that's a really neat experience. Keep in mind that you might need to make reservations for that depending on what ship you're on. So just because you have it doesn't mean you always can just, I'm just going to walk in. You have to actually kind of reserve those times. So
exactly. And let me just say, we've done spa on a couple of ships and MSC, and I enjoyed MSC's more than the other ones.
Yeah, they're really nice.
They are really nice. I don't know if it was just the Maravilla and that cruise, but it was like empty while we were in there. There were people doing like massages and getting the treatments, but in the actual thermal part of the spa,
it wasn't as busy.
There was like maybe 5-6 other people in there besides us.
Right.
And that was really, and the two times that we went in there, it was like that. So I really enjoy MSC's thermal spa. Yeah. They are very nice.
Okay, you get a welcome package, which is Prosecco and chocolate in your room. So you get a nice little welcome, which is kind of fun. What's really cool is you get to dine anytime you want at dinner. So a lot of ships, especially the newer ones, will have a separate dining room for you, and you can dine anytime you want between like the 6 and 9 o'clock. You can just like show up, which we really like.
Yeah.
We didn't get to do that on the Magnifica, and they had actually a separate dining room for that. So I think that's a really cool option. Now you get access to the top exclusive solariums. They will have a deck on the ship somewhere. It doesn't have a pool, I do not believe, but it has deck chairs, has a deck space. So if you're on a busy summer cruise, I think that would be a great time to get it because you kind of have a space and a bar of your own. which you can, yeah.
Yeah. And I was just going to say, you can go grab some food, take it up in there. Yeah. You can sit by yourself. You don't have to worry about fighting for a table.
Or you get a lounge. Yeah, exactly.
You just head on up there. It's your own private little area.
We don't know too much about because we've never done it. So it would be different again on all of the ships. But even on right. the Magnifica, which was an older ship, they definitely had the little top.
Yeah, it wasn't solarium. The solarium.
No,
it
was, I don't know why I put that. I might have wrote that wrong. The top exclusive area.
Yeah, it's a little sectioned off part of a deck.
Yeah. You get a Balinese massage, which you can pre-book before you even get on the cruise. That sounds exciting. You get a 10% discount on all spa treatments, and you get a 40% discount on any prepaid packages in the spa. So they're definitely pushing that spa. If you pre-book, you get some really great discounts. Now, this is another really cool thing about Oria, is you get priority boarding and luggage drop off. So and I believe you might even get like priority disembarkation as well, and you get bathrobes and slippers in your room that you can use while you're on it. So it kind of feel it's like that spa thing, right?
Exactly.
But
just because you brought it up, this is a goal of mine.
What?
To actually put on and use a bathrobe on a cruise. We've had it many times and on ships.
Yeah.
On different ships. Never once have I put on a bathrobe.
Nope.
I don't understand exactly what they're for.
I know.
Because from the bathroom to the bed is usually about 2.5 feet.
Well,
so what do I need the robe for? But I'm telling you, one of these days we're going to get in a room big enough where I'm like, you know what? I could put on the robe for more than half a second.
Sit on your balcony, silly.
Exactly. but I mean, okay. I'll take your word for it because I haven't done it.
I don't mind that. I don't mind that as a goal. So if you're kind of like familiar, I think that like Carnival has like the spa rooms. We did one time a really long time ago. So the Oria is not necessarily all this stuff is not necessarily like in a specific place like the yacht club is.
Right.
This experience is booked and can be in whatever balcony you have booked.
So Oria, you get to pick your room location. Yep. You get to pick your room. You get, and then you get the Oria experience, which
it's kind of like that spa experience.
The spa kind of experience.
And then that exclusive level. So, so Bella, basic. Fantastica, a little bit better. It's still not that expensive. And then Oria, you get all the Fantastica options as well as all the Oria options. But so
cannot book an interior in the Oria.
Correct. So those are kind of like your three steps when you're booking. So you can kind of combine whatever you like. Sometimes we book the best rate and the Fantastica if we're, you know, we're not going to, you know, do a lot of drinking and we don't want the Wi-Fi in that particular. But most of the time we'll do the drink Wi-Fi and the Fantastica. That's like the two kind of combination that we do the most because we like to pick our rooms. So I hope, does that kind of make sense? Like Bella, Fantastica, Oria, and then of course Yacht Club. So those are kind of the different experiences. So everyone on the ship, you know, you have some people that are just there to, you know, have fun, whatever, and then you have some people that are like Oria who like want to feel a little special.
More, yeah, a little bit. Yeah. So I think you've broken it down very well. It's, you know, you kind of pick your rate.
Yep.
Then you decide if you want to add some things to it, and you decide what room type in either the Bella, you're not going to pick your room. Fantastic. You can pick your room. You get a couple of things. Or you want the Oria. You want to go a little bit nicer, but not spend the money for the yacht club.
That's exactly what it is.
Where it includes everything. You're getting just a few extra little perks
One last thing I want to say is when they have specials they have one out now, which is only going to last a couple days. So I don't know if it's that, but I just want to kind of say,
as an example,
this very, at the very beginning, when you're looking at your rate, when you're looking at your cruise only, your drinks and Wi-Fi, this is where they're going to put any other special rate, which sometimes they'll have book an outside room and get upgraded to a balcony for free. So in that first spot is where you'll see some specials that they have on. They usually have, you know, like President's Day sale, Labor Day sale. They'll sometimes put this. So that's where you'll see that. The last thing I wanted to say is some of those, depending on what room you have, will depend on what, I think I already said that, how much shipboard credit you get if you book that drinks Wi-Fi package. So does that answer that?
I think so. I think you made it a little accessible to us plucky sidekicks.
Then the next podcast, we're going to talk about Voyagers Club, because your experience, the type of experience that you book, will depend on how many points you get for that cruise. So that's going to add another little bit of level, but that's too much to go to in one. That's too much information. I think that needs to
like
be
that is like information enough. Overload. Like we need to take a break, take a shower.
Well,
think about some other things.
Let me ask you. So we just got off the MSC Magnifica.
Yep.
And we talked about, we're going to wait to talk a little bit about that on the podcast for a couple more weeks, because we want to put out some of those videos on the Fantastica, or we're booked in the Fantastica package for both those. And so I think, how do you feel about that? Is that, it was pretty good, right? I mean, it felt...
Yeah. I mean, it was... I think
for someone who doesn't know what package, like you had no idea what package we booked.
Right.
So,
well, I'm just saying that because we are able to pick our room location, we got a little bit higher decks. Mm-hmm. We got back by the buffet, which we like. We like being able to go grab some coffee or grab a snack real quick.
That's what I was going to say, but I was going to say when we were talking about pick our rooms, I like to be in the aft of the ship, and I like to be by the stairs because we're so close to the buffet, but then I didn't want to actually come out and say that.
Sorry. I blew the illusion. Well, I mean, it's just nice because like on MSC, the coffee is so consistently good that... I consider it like a huge plus when cruising with them. So I want to take advantage of that. Yeah. And being so close, just boom, I can go grab a cup of coffee. I know it's going to be delicious. Yep. I can sit on the balcony. I can sit by the pool. I can sit out on deck. And it's just, I think that that's worth
$30. Yeah. Yeah.
That makes my cruise that much better. So I think that's important when you're thinking about these things is to take in what you really like about cruising.
Right.
And tailor it to what you really like. And that's what MSC allows you to do. And I really enjoy that they do that. You don't have to get Yacht Club.
Right. Absolutely not.
You don't. Your options aren't a suite, or just get on and hope that something good happens while you're on the cruise.
Yeah, exactly.
You can kind of tailor it to make sure that
and
this is what you like to do on a cruise.
Exactly. We have a friend that literally just likes to go and lay out by the pool on the deck.
Yeah.
Like, and she'll eat at the buffet, and that's literally all she. That's her vacation. That's what she loves to do.
That's a great cruise for her.
And so she can do last minute. Bella, she just does the basic rate, does Bella, and is perfectly fine and absolutely loves it. And she comes and she thinks it's a great vacation.
And it's...
So that's where everyone's different, yeah.
Yeah, she gets the most out of what she spent for that cruise.
It's such a good deal. It's so... They have like some 7-day cruises on Marivilla out of New York for like $339 per person. What?
Let's go.
They have such good deals. Now, it's of course, you can build it up from
if we go on the cruise, then we stay home.
I know.
Okay.
All right. Are we about that time?
We are. We are. Yes, we're right at about 35 minutes.
Oh,
my goal. Yay. Wow. Let's see if we can get it under. What do you got to do to close this show?
Stay tuned. In just a couple days, our next podcast is going to come out about the Voyager Club, how to maximize that so you can get a couple like really fun extras on your next cruise.
And you can
have a status match.
And what about the name tag with your status on it? Your level.
I don't know.
Your tier level with on a name tag.
That may make a goodness, I just lost my word. I'm really bad about that. Appearance. That may make an appearance in the next podcast. As always, please share your thoughts. If you have any questions, you can message me through all of our social media. I'll be happy to answer any of those questions. And
it might be, we might choose to put it on here. I mean, some of them really, I think, are thought-provoking, some of the comments and questions we get.
Yeah.
So, and we try to cover those, or we're going to try to cover those in the podcast, because they kind of lend themselves to a little bit more than just a couple sentence answer. So
exactly. Yeah. So if you have something, send it. I'm always happy to answer, and hope this kind of helps you decide how to book your next cruise. So we will end this.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye, and we'll see you in the next episode.
Bye, everybody. Guys.